I'm now going to, as we come towards the climax of our morning session with the leader's address, I'm now going to ask one of our super councillors. Now, he's kind of an odd breed insofar as he is a member of an existing council, but he was co-opted very recently following the resignation and retirement of a very long-serving councillor. But Alex stood for the Lisburn and Castlereagh Council in the recent elections and was returned there. So could I invite Councillor Alex Redpath to address you and introduce the leader.
Conference, my name is Alex Redpath. I am the chairman of the Ulster Young Unionists, an Ulster Unionist party officer, and as Reg has told you, I was recently elected to Lisburn and Castlereagh Council representing Downshire West. Over the course of today, you have heard from several of our young unionist councillors who have introduced the keynote speakers. No other party puts such an emphasis on their young people. This is because the Ulster Unionist Party encourages and supports their young members, not just at conference, but also at election time. The Young Unionists have enjoyed unprecedented success in recent local government elections. 13 Young Unionists secured 11 seats with 8,207 votes. Young Unionists now make up 1/8 of our council team and represent 7 of the 11 super councils. This was an enormous achievement by our young members, and I am sure that we all wish to recognise the hard work, tenacity and ambition of our young candidates. Our success in recent elections was not just limited to the Young Unionists, but was felt across the country, including my own constituency of Lagan Valley. On the last occasion I addressed this conference, I made you a promise on behalf of Lagan Valley Association. We promised that we would show Ulster Unionism was alive and well in Lagan Valley. We kept our promise. Despite the difficulties and betrayals that we suffered, we increased our absolute number of votes, our percentage share, and our tally of councillors. So I'm here to make you another promise today. We will retake our Assembly seat. None of this would have been possible without the man I'm about to introduce. Who would have thought a few years ago that we would be standing as the only executive party to increase our vote in local government elections? We are more we are more united, disciplined and effective than we have ever been before. And it is all down to the leadership of Mike Nesbitt. Ladies and gentlemen,